We began a series of messages this morning with healing and hope in an ever-present God. And this morning we're looking at peace during troubled times. You may be experiencing troubled times in your life. And a lady shared before Sunday school this morning with a group and about some trouble. And everyone looked and said, we thought it was normal to have trouble in families or in people's lives. And, you know, it seems like so many families are experiencing trouble. And certainly it seems like our nation is in trouble today. And it seems like in the future, unless God's people in America repents, America is headed for some hard times. But even if we're going through hard times as a nation, or as a family, we can have peace during troublesome times. I want to ask you to please turn to John chapter 14 and let's see what Jesus says about peace. He says in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He also says in John chapter 16, John chapter 16, verse 33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So we're talking about peace, and I highly encourage you to read those three or four chapters in the Gospel of John to get the full context of how he is going to leave the Helper or the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God, and how we can receive peace with the ever-present God. But it's a peace that the world does not understand, he says. And let us go to him in prayer. Lord, we do thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, that even during troubled times, we have peace from you. So, Lord, help us to be committed. Help us, Lord, to live faithful lives unto you so that we can bring you glory. Lord, as the world may be observing us, Lord, when we're going through troubled times, may we be a witness, Lord, in all things. And may it be for your glory. In the name of Jesus I ask, amen. Peace in times of trouble. You know, I know I'm speaking to lots of hurting people this morning. And I don't know everyone's trouble in your lives, but I do know there's lots of hurting people. And as some of you know, I'm not standing here as one that has not experienced trouble in my life or trials and tribulations. I'm not asking for a sob story or any sympathy from you, but I stand as one that my wife's mother passed away. And just a few months later, my brother passed away. And a few months later, my wife had to have surgery. A few months later, my mother had a major stroke and she's still paralyzed on one side. I have a grandmother with Alzheimer's so bad that she's just curled up in bed. My daughter, instead of really enjoying summer, she had to have her tonsils taken out. And it goes on and on. Our son and his wife had a miscarriage during that time. So I'm not one to be able to stand before you and tell you if you come to Jesus Christ, all your troubles would be wiped away. You'll have the new job if you'll only believe. And I can't say that. I'm not going to tell you something false. I just told my wife and a couple of others, just recently we've gotten some good news in our family. Now, we're healthy people, and God has blessed us. But we just recently got some good news. We're going to be grandparents. I know I don't look old enough. Alicia does, but I don't look old enough to be a grandpa. That's some good news, finally, for a family. New life in a family. But all of us have hard times. All of us has troubles. I love to tell the story of Chippy the parakeet. I love this story. One day, Chippy the parakeet was swinging in his cage, just singing away. Life was great. But Chippy's owner decided to clean the bottom of his cage. So she, with a vacuum cleaner and a vacuum cleaner's hose, was cleaning out the bottom of Chippy's cage, and the phone rang, and she went to answer the phone, and she lifted up the vacuum cleaner hose and sucked Chippy in. She realized what she had just done, and she opened up the vacuum cleaner and all that dust the vacuum cleaners have, and she dug Chippy out. Was he still alive? Yes. But he was filthy. So she ran to the sink and blasted and washed Chippy with cold water. After he was clean, she realized that he was freezing to death. So she ran to the bathroom and got the hair dryer and blasted him with hot air. Put him back in his cage. Did Chippy sing anymore? He didn't sing much after that. He just sat on his perch in a daze most of the time. He had been sucked in, washed up, and blown over. Maybe you feel today. You've been sucked in, washed up, and blown over. And that singing of praise and the worship and the joy of the Lord may be just a daze in your life. We can have peace in that, though. You can still have peace. It's a peace that the world does not understand. We can have peace in troubled times. Again, I stand before you as one that's not perfect, but I have experienced the peace of troubled times, in troubled times. Many of you have too. This peace that Jesus is talking about, the peace of God is a person, and it's Jesus Himself. To have the peace of God, you must know personally the peace. And He's called the Prince of Peace. In Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to be looking at some scriptures this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. This is speaking of the peace that we have in Christ and how there is no more Jew nor Gentile, but He brings together. He broke down the wall of separation and He brings peace. But listen to this verse. Speaking of Christ. Ephesians 2:14, "For He Himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation." Let me read on. It may not be on the wall, but verse 15. "Having abolished in His flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create Himself in Himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, that He might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. So Christ himself is peace. He is peace. So the peace of God is a person. And when you're experiencing troubled times, we have someone who wants to be near to us. We have a great high priest who has experienced things like we have. He became one of us, and he is touched by us. He has sympathy towards us. In Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, if you would, turn there in the Bible. Romans chapter 5, speaking of this person who is peace and how we can have this peace. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, or therefore being made right or seen as righteous, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So peace, being justified by Him through His blood. And it's by faith in Jesus Christ, who is peace, that we are justified, and we can have peace knowing that holy God looks at us as righteous because of what Christ has done for you and I. So this peace is a person. It is knowing a person. It's a relationship with a person. We have peace. You know, the third verse of peace that we sang about. My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, not just some of it, but the whole was nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. That's peace. That's peace. And it's a person. This peace of God should rule in our hearts, the Bible says. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And he's speaking to the church. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. So it should rule in our hearts, and yet when God's people, when we harbor sin and we justify our sin, let me tell you something, by experience, you ain't going to have peace. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit of God will be grieved, and He can be quenched in your heart. And there's no peace that surpasses all understanding when you're harboring sin as a child of God. Now, the lost people without Christ, they don't know any better. But a child of God that the Holy Spirit resides in. By the way, a fruit of the Spirit is peace. When that Spirit is quenched and grieved, there's no peace. So, this peace of God should rule in our hearts, and it should be the rule when we are going through troublesome times. That should be the rule, to live at peace when possible. The rule. And it's also a peace that should be on the throne of our hearts, which it is a person. And His Spirit resides in us. So it's a rule. It should be the authority that we should live by. God's Word is our authority. The person of Christ is our authority. So His peace should rule in our hearts. The Prince of Peace. Also, the peace of God, it surpasses all understanding. Let's read that in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry for nothing. Do not be afraid for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Do we do that all the time? Do you do it all the time? When you're going through troublesome times, do you pray? Do you seek the Lord? Do you give Him thanksgiving? If you do, there's peace in it. Because you know what? Your trouble, it's big to you. But to an almighty, living God, it's a small thing. And He can handle it. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, it's through a person. It's through Christ Jesus. It surpasses all understanding. The world doesn't understand it. See, if you're seeking peace through worldly ways, let me tell you something. If you're seeking peace through what man can do, when that pill runs out, your problem's still going to be there. When that alcohol gets out of your blood, that trouble's still going to be there. When the newest thing is over and it becomes old, no matter what it may be, it's still going to be there. There's no peace in those things. It's just for a season. I read a story about a king who wanted a painting of peace. And he called one of the greatest painters in his kingdom and asked him to paint a picture of peace. The painter went back and he painted the town square with children playing and laughing and people talking and enjoying life. And he painted this great picture of that, and he brings it to the king and says, "Oh, king, here's a picture of peace." And the king looks at it and he studies it. And he says, "That's not peace. Go back. Paint me a picture of peace." So the painter goes back and thinks a little bit, and he paints another picture of a meadow with green grass and flowers and butterflies and just a peaceful scene of a meadow. And he brings it back to the king and says, "King, this is peace." The king looks at it and studies it, and he looks at back at the painter and says, "This is not peace. Draw me a picture of peace." The painter goes back to his studio, and he's worried because his king is upset at him because he wants a picture of peace, and then it dawns on him. And he starts painting a picture of of an ocean with great waves and a storm with lightning and wind and darkness on the cliff. An old crooked limb with a nest. And in that nest is a little bird asleep. He brings it to the king, and the king looks at it that was experiencing turmoil, and he said, "There's peace. That's peace." Church family, the only way you can have peace, it's in the person of Jesus Christ. It's not harboring sin. It's not in worldly things. It's not in a politician or anything like that. But it's in Jesus Christ. It's living for Him and being faithful to Him. Life is hard. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. There's peace, though, in Christ. There's peace. Peace is running to His arms and experiencing the riches of His grace, what Rebecca sang about. That's peace. Running to the arms of Jesus. We're fixing to have an invitation. I'm here to help anybody I can. If you want to know personally the person, the Prince of Peace, in Revelation, He's crowned with many crowns. And one of those crowns is a crown of peace. He's it. You need to know Him. I'm here to help you in any way. Child of God, maybe you've been looking for peace in other places that you shouldn't be. Come back to your first love. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You again for Your precious Word. Lord, the comfort of You as our Good Shepherd. We thank You, Lord, for Your presence that comforts us. Lord, we just cling to You. We grab You and hang on during these troublesome times. Thank You for Your presence. Amen.